Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 27th. Deuteronomy 8:3 in the New Living Translation says, "Yes, be humbled. He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people need more than food for their life. Real life comes by feeding on every word of the Lord." Material needs first, spiritual needs second, is the way George Barna describes the behavior of most Americans. But are we really any different than any other people? If Deuteronomy and the people of Israel are any indication, the pull of material abundance is a plague for the whole human race. While God is addressing Israel here, he puts his teaching in a universal context. People need more than food for their life. The whole human race, not just Israel, lives by feeding on every word of the Lord. The hunger that preceded the manna was a period of preparation for the Israelites, almost as though their systems needed purging and cleansing before they could handle the pure food of heaven. And since the reception of manna is likened here in Deuteronomy to receiving the pure word of God, the only way to fully enjoy the word of God is to be clean when God feeds it to us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 to 21 tells us that those who want to be vessels useful to God need to cleanse themselves in preparation for the good works that please him. Ever thought about coming clean to worship on Sunday mornings, being ready for God to feed you on his pure word and prepare you for works that please your Lord? Try it. You'll love it. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.